for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. JMU is among three Virginia universities now conducting research on industrial hemp under a new state law. Senator Cree Deeds drops a state lawsuit, but his case against a Rockbridge County agency related to the 2013 death of his son remains. And the Department of Transportation asks for bids for a new air carrier for Shenandoah Valley's airport. That was fast. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 31st.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Three universities in Virginia are conducting research on industrial hemp after the state legalized cultivation of the crop for research purposes 2 years ago. The Roanoke Times reports that Virginia Tech, James Madison University, and Virginia State University are researching different uses for the crop, which is the same species of cannabis plant as marijuana. The General Assembly passed a law legalizing hemp cultivation for research reasons in 2015. Tech is growing 18 different varieties of hemp and has plans to research hemp-enforced concrete and using hemp fibers in car parts. Also, a Virginia State senator whose son stabbed him multiple times before killing himself has limited the scope of a lawsuit he filed last year. Senator Cree Deeds of Bath County has dropped his lawsuit against the Virginia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services, but is continuing to sue the Rockbridge Area Community Services Board and one of its caseworkers. Deeds has claimed in the lawsuit that 24-year-old Austin Gus Deeds was improperly denied treatment before the deadly November 2013 incident. The Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services issued a statement announcing that Deeds and the agency's top official had formed a voluntary partnership to improve mental health services. The U.S. Department of Transportation has begun looking for a new air carrier for Shenandoah Valley Regional Airport just a week after airport officials requested a replacement. The Daily News Record in Harrisonburg is reporting that the Transportation Department has issued an order requesting proposals for airlines interested in providing essential air service to and from the airport in Weir's Cave. Earlier this month, airport officials sent a letter to the Transportation Department complaining that the current provider, Florida-based Via Air, was failing in its service obligations, including delayed and canceled flights. Via Air began its two-year service contract for Shenandoah Valley Regional less than 8 months ago. The due date for proposals for a replacement is September 18th. Virginia's real estate market is red hot. According to new data from the federal government, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope looks at the numbers.
A new report from the Bureau of Economic Analysis shows that Virginia has one of the fastest-growing real estate sectors in the country, leading growth across the United States in the first quarter of this year. Cliff Woodruff is an economist at the Bureau.
Virginia grew 2.0% in the first quarter, making it the eighth fastest-growing state. The largest contributor was real estate and rental and leasing, and this industry grew 5.7% in Virginia.
5.7% growth. That's a red-hot real estate market, especially when you compare it to the last few quarters, most of which had negative growth. Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says that's a sign that people from across the country want to move to Virginia.
Virginia is really becoming the go-to state in terms of looking for jobs, looking for a future for your family. It's got a very low unemployment rate. It's got a really highly ranked public school system.
Now, those new numbers from the federal government indicate a very strong real estate sector in Virginia, but they also show strong growth in other kinds of leasing, and not just rental properties. The sector also includes rental cars and rented heavy equipment. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally, in our feature story today, plans to build two large pipelines through some of Virginia's scenic farmland and forests have raised serious environmental concerns. Builders say the work can be done with minimal damage to the land and water, but critics say that is impossible. In part one of a series, Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman looks at the main environmental concern, water.
Fishing is good in western Augusta County. The streams run clear, perfect for brook trout. Rick Webb studied mountain streams for 30 years. Now in retirement from UVA, he's fishing and fighting to save these waterways.
Part of what I'm concerned about is maintaining what we have left. It's time to stop tearing it up. It's important for sanity, really. We need to be able to get out of the rat race and be a little closer to the natural world.
So he was alarmed when he learned the Atlantic Coast Pipeline would cut a 50-foot swath through many of Virginia's last mountain streams where brook trout survive.
We're talking about building a pipeline in extreme landscapes. Soil, which has been held in place by the trees and the undergrowth and the leaf litter on the forest floor, is suddenly exposed to the rainfall. And sometimes we get torrential rains here. And so it gets washed downhill and into the streams, and it'll choke them.
Dominion spokesman Aaron Ruby says the company can prevent that.
You know, we've fully analyzed each of the steep slopes along the route, and we've developed an approach for each of those slopes that is tailored for the unique conditions of those slopes so that they're using the most protective techniques that they can to address the unique conditions of each one of those slopes.
And he touts years of experience building pipelines through the mountains of West Virginia. But from 2012 to 2014, that state's Department of Environmental Protection cited Dominion for a ruptured pipeline that released crude oil into a stream, for then failing to contain the leak or report it. The state also says Dominion failed to respond to repeated requests for information after construction caused sedimentation in 8 streams.
When you disturb large areas of land and you turn forests into dirt, a certain amount of erosion is going to take place.
That's Evan Hansen, president of Downstream Strategies, an environmental consulting company in West Virginia. Even after a pipeline is buried and covered with grass, he says, water will run off quickly, causing erosion of stream banks. And during construction, measures that control erosion on level ground or gentle slopes may not work in the mountains. Virginia's director of environmental quality, David Paylor, is confident.
We will issue a certification that complies with the law as long as the practices can give us a reasonable assurance that water quality will be protected.
Yeah, there are those who look at the lay of the land and say it's impossible. And I'm wondering how many pipelines have actually been built through terrain similar to the route of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
I'm unfortunately not the one to ask on how many pipelines.
His boss, the Secretary of Natural Resources, couldn't say either. She noted this is the first time DEQ has done a certification of this kind in a generation. Then there's the challenge of enforcement. Consultant Evan Hansen says it isn't easy.
A lot of these pipeline projects are out in the middle of nowhere, so it's not like people are driving by and noticing the impacts.
And David Sly is worried. He's a member of Wild Virginia, a group that advocates for the state's natural areas. He recalls construction of a smaller pipeline in Giles County 3 years ago. Tons of rock and mud fell into streams, and the state contacted the developer.
They said, you better fix this. But by then, a lot of the damage was done, and the delay between the time they were told to fix things and the time that it actually happened was unacceptable.
We'll hear more about the challenges of regulating a major pipeline project in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Monday.